Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed, you're tuned to 3Talk on Radio Islam International. It's 2Talk for the minute. We're waiting for our third wheel to come through. Inshallah, he'll be here shortly. With me in the studio for now, my co-host, Mawlana Muhammad Baum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, it's nice and cool outside.
Yeah, lekker things are happening. Ramadan, when it's a bit cooler, much, much easier, inshallah, for everyone. Right, so our topic today, we want to know from you guys, right? You know, we see all of these videos, Baum, where they did this and that and other, and then you try it out. And most of the time, it doesn't work, right? But we want to know from you. Share some of the life hacks, from social media that you tried out that actually worked. And then you can also, being Vents Day, you can vent about those attempted videos you tried that didn't work out like it did in the video. So I'm just waiting. Wajah will be in about 10 seconds so we can greet him. We'll put him under pressure. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana Ahmed Waja.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Am I late? Do I have to stand?
Yeah, stand and hold your ears. Go up and down.
After I break my fast.
Okay.
Was that also a life hack? Was that just a thing that they went where they saw that every morning if you cross your hands, hold your ears, go up and down 10 times, it causes blood to flow throughout your body much easier?
I don't think I will start
using it. Our forefathers, they were masters, although they didn't know, but they practiced it already.
Yeah. Because, if you hold your, especially your ears, the lobes of your ears, if you pull it down, then it stimulates action in the brain and blood flows throughout your body. So it's an actual thing. So why are we talking about today, life hacks from social?
Right.
There's an echo on the mic. I'm just going to find out if this mic is... Okay. All right. Yeah. But it's still there. Okay, so what are we asking about life hacks from social? There's a twang in the... Maybe the earphone is too loud. Let's see. Okay. So life hacks from social media that you've seen on your scrolling on your Instagram reels and you've seen something. Okay. We want to know from people, right, did it actually work? They tried something and it worked. And if it didn't, they can, vent and let us know why it did not work. And... Baum, before you go into your Beyond Chat messages already, I tried one and it worked. That's how I came up with the topic. So what I did, what this video shows you, you get those small Vaseline tubs, very small ones. Right? So you put in a microwave and it melts. It takes a while for the Vaseline to actually melt.
But it becomes like an oil or something.
Yeah, it becomes like almost like a paste, but like liquidy. Then you take your favorite attar, oud or perfume, whatever, and you spray about 3 or 4.
Sprays inside
into it, right? And then you close it up and you put it in a cupboard away from the sun, and then later on it goes back to its original Vaseline form. And then you use that, you just take like one, of this, and you put it on your neck, and then the perfume stays throughout the day.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I tried it and it worked. I didn't want to bring a topic that I didn't have a contribution to. Did you guys try anything that you saw and it worked?
No, because you're saying the one on the microwave, it's reminding me of the one that, there was a crisp, there was a certain packet of crisp you put in a microwave, it becomes small, it shrinks, becomes a small, cute little packet.
Serious?
Yeah, so I said, let me try it, and the wife told me, well, if you blow the microwave, you're going to have to get another one. I don't know if it's worth the try, but I'm just very, 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 very curious to see if this is actually going to work. And I did it. And it worked.
And it worked.
It actually worked.
Can you remember what crisp it was? Fritos?
No, it was Beacon Bites. No, nothing free. was it Flings, I think, maybe? Flings or Cheese Curls or one of those. Knickknacks. It is knickknacks.
Yeah,
it is a knickknacks. So the big packet, not a small packet. You did the big packet of knickknacks. Obviously, so you had to open it very carefully before the children can rip the packet open. Make sure you take all the knickknacks out. Let them eat it. And then the big packet.
Also, just the packet?
Just the packet.
Oh, I thought the whole contents also shrinks too. I was like, that was going to be like a science experiment of note.
I think then you'd need more than just a microwave to do that.
Yeah.
But it actually worked.
Let us know, 0727861548, or be on chat, send your message through and win a 500 voucher courtesy of Dawood Megastore Indonesia. And four Alims, courtesy of Be On Chat, Dawood's, and Radio Islam International with the Alims Appreciation Initiative. Also, four of them will win when one of the listeners wins. So there's a list and their names correlate with the numbers they choose, and they too can win that 500 voucher daily. So it's very simple. Download the app, follow Radio Islam, and search and click on departments and look for Three Talk. Don't forget to follow Radio Islam mainly. We want to get Radio Islam's followership up. So let's see how many listeners of Radio Islam will do that for us. We're asking so nicely. It takes a few minutes. Please. Palmy has a few messages already.
So Asya says that hacks like how to fold towels properly and clothing, etc., they're okay and worth trying. Not food items. Tried a cheesy garlic bread hack that was shown using an air fryer and looked delicious. Made the effort to buy the ingredients, but sadly me, made three at a time instead of making one and to try first. Tried it and turned out a huge flop. The cheese flew everywhere, the air fryer and the bread stuck to the sides. Butter all over and sauces making double mess. Cleaning the melted cheese was no easy task, and to make it worse, I was fasting and cannot eat the mess. So down to the birds it went, a messy disaster.
Oh, man.
Yo. Yeah. Those ingredients are not cheap. What?
Yeah, that's a problem, man. And
the cleaning, you know that you have that, what you call it, the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the thing does spin, right? But it doesn't spin as fast as people think.
Yeah.
I think if you need to get the settings right, number one. Number two is try one at a time, as they say. Try all. the disaster. If we could get a picture of that, it would have been fun.
We can add one more element to the whole discussion, right? What's something that you saw and you want to try? You haven't yet tried it.
Mm.
You want to try, and you're going to try it in the near future. Something exciting you've seen. Because nowadays you see amazing stuff. And, you know, this is one guy that does this life hacks where people, mostly people in China, have like solutions for things that we've been, you know, struggling with for like years, you know.
Mm.
And he always says, are you telling me for 40 years? You know that guy? I don't know if he always comes on my profile there when you're scrolling. So he finds out things that you're suffering your whole life with, and then all of a sudden, He got the solution for it. He comes across it, and now he explains to you.
The other one that I like is, you know, the life hacks. Sometimes the life hacks are so complicated. And then I don't know if you saw the guy on TikTok, he goes,
It's a millionaire without saying a word.
You know, like you say, the final life hacks, like, you know, you must put your wire through here and just to get it untied.
Yeah.
And he shows, just move it straight and it's untied also, like, you know.
That one with the wire into the potato and the lemon, that doesn't work, right?
I was going to ask you, did someone try it? Because, I mean, you're sitting in the middle of nowhere, you have no electricity, but you have a lemon and you have your charger.
Yeah.
Will it work?
Has anyone actually tried that? Yeah, let us know. That's actually central to our discussion there. Things that you tried. Hey, Bam, someone saying, do not put samosas in the... Halima Wadi saying, do not put samosas in the air fryer.
Yeah, there's so many people that...
Truch and Blair.
But a lot of people have it. And they say, spread some oil on the top and in the bottom of it and then... Right. I don't know, we need to get Boring Babu. He used to
have his budgets here.
Yeah. Shamima saying, I don't trust any of these hacks. I believe the videos were made purely for entertainment.
Hmm?
I mean, have you watched the 5 minute crafts or Trum Trum? Absolutely ridiculous. Let me sit and think if there were actually some hacks that I tried, but mostly I've watched other people try it and fail miserably.
Yeah.
So she's a bit clever. She waits for others to try it.
Wait for the reviews.
I know what a lot of people grapple with. I think particularly women. The one that they say that I don't think to my knowledge, there's not that much on the social media platforms, right? But I know what people really really complain about. What they find that never works is the ones that you see, whether it's YouTube or TikTok. The ones that they show you where you can, you know, you clean that pot in so easy. You just pour some I think it's sunlight liquid over there, and you pour one of these powders. I'm trying to think which one is it. Bicarb or something like that. And
yeah, where they go to. Yes,
and
I see that a lot.
Know it, your pot is shining like it's brand new.
Yep.
And a lot of people.
You must. When you see videos like that,
it doesn't work.
It's very important you go to the comments immediately. You'll see someone will say, don't do this. It will give you stomach cancer. Don't do this. Don't mix those two things together. Because they always come with concoctions too, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure. A listener, yeah, I don't know. Initially, I don't know if Sister Aisha was trying to make us less, yeah. First, she put the pictures, right? And then she sent the explanation. Right? So she said, this just made this naan katai hot out of the oven. Tried from one of those famous Instagrammers. Flat as a pancake. But my daughter says they taste amazing at least. Okay. So you tried it. This is now proof in the pudding. Like literally, we've got picture proof that Sister Aisha saw something and she tried it. Didn't come out exactly how she planned, but she says the kid says it tastes amazing. Right? JazakAllah for sending you that. This says salams. The hack to clean mattresses. Use bicarb and vinegar and a few other ingredients. Using a pot lid to clean, it's supposed to remove stains. Absolutely nothing happened. In fact, it looked worse. So there's it, Baja. Exactly what you were talking about earlier. So the one with bicarb and vinegar.
Yeah, there were quite a few of them. Besides the bicarb and vinegar, there were others where they put it into a spray can and some other ingredients, and they just, you know, normally you see the auntie scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing. And, you know, like, if it was so easy, I'm sure people would have
thought of it long ago. Yeah, 100%. All right, so the messages continue to fly in. We'll read them after this short break, inshallah. Reminder, if you want to win that 500 voucher, just create a Beyond Chat profile. Simple and easy. It'll take you 2 minutes to do so. Then you just follow Radio Islam. You search in the directory, you follow Radio Islam, and then you click on chat, departments, look for 3Talk, click connect, and type your message there. And simple and easy. That's how easy it is to get to stand a chance of winning that 500 voucher courtesy of Dawood's Megastore, and get 500 vouchers for 4 Alims daily as well.
Yeah, just for the previous winners, we had quite a few winners from other places in South Africa, or in Gauteng rather, where there were Dawood Megastores. It's exclusive to the Lanesia branch, so if you win, doesn't matter if you're staying in Benoni or you stay in Mayfair and there's a Dawood Megastore there, you can only redeem your prices at the Dawood Megastore in Lanesia.
Top, and use it as a means to come visit family that you haven't for a long time. Come visit them, pick up your prize. Yeah. Top stuff. So we're back after this short break, inshallah. You tune in to 3Talk on Radio Islam International. Allah.
Talk with EJ, Ahmed, and Mahmed.
Three Talk indeed with EJ, Ahmed, and Mahmed. As the AI guy tried to get right, we must still fix that one up. Messages continue to fly in on all the different mediums on the topic. If you've just tuned in at this very minute, share some life hacks from social media that you tried that worked. And vent, because it's Vents Day, about those that you attempted that didn't work out like in those videos. And before we head into all of those messages, someone said, please repeat the Vaseline hack. Okay, I feel like a big sheikh now, because it worked, right? So basically, you get these like tiny versions of the Vaseline bottle. Okay, so you hoi that into a microwave for about 3 to 4 minutes. You open it every time and you feel with a toothpick if it's soft enough. Once you're able to stir it a bit, you know, then you know the viscosity is correct. Then you are able to take it out. You spray 3 or 4 sprays of your
perfume,
oud or attar or perfume, your favorite fragrance. You hoi it in there. And then you take your toothpick and you stir it all together. like you're stirring halim there. And then you close it up, put it in a shady place for the rest of the day, and then later on, maybe in the evening, you open it up again, and should have returned to its original texture and all of that. And then you use that, like just one dab on top of it, and you can put it on your neck and your forearms and on your wrists, and it tends to stay a lot longer, the fragrance, throughout the day. All right, so try it, Fatima, and let us know if it worked.
Yeah, Yasmin Kate is saying that, Salams, I hate those things. Hubby makes us buy so many things to make up the concoctions, and they don't work. We have had made stuff to stop hair fall, to keeping banana peels in the fridge to use for facials, and none of these worked. Hmm. Don't talk about the other uses of bicarbs. I have big boxes of bicarbs laying in the cupboard. We have used more spices for concoctions than for cooking.
Wait. There is one thing. There is one thing that bicarb works properly for: cleaning pools. Like, you know, it somehow has a magical thing about it that it can clean pools if you hold it in the right amounts at night. The morning you come, it would be clean.
He carries on. Every time he sits on the social media, he says, "You have to do this. Yes, we need to buy this." So now we call him. We kept his name. Must buy.
That's funny. That is funny. Fazal Mia saying, "Hey, salams, Jaz. Best one I tried was deshelling a boiled egg. So you put it in a glass, a mug, and cover the top with your hand, and you shake it around. The shell peels off so easily." Okay, so that's one that worked. And she says, "The worst were those pancakes crumpets made only with mashed banana and egg. It was gross." Yeah, it sounded gross. Okay.
Yeah, another one. Anastasia saying, "Morning, a life hack that comes in handy is that I use a fork to help reconnect my zip to a jacket.
I tried it.
Loose without struggling."
I tried it. It didn't work. But maybe we were putting it at the wrong angle or something.
Yeah, and I mean, you get different zips, sometimes small, sometimes big, so
maybe the fork was not forking.
Yeah. Now, Shamima was saying, wait, I remembered one that I tried. So there was a hack about making wudu with a 500ml bottle of water where you make a hole at the bottom and then turn the lid as a tap. That actually worked.
Right.
I was quite impressed. So what's it? That's a 500ml bottle. No, that's a 300, right? Yeah. So I think you make a small hole at the bottom.
Yeah.
And with the lid.
As you open the lid, the
slowly,
pressure.
Yeah, the pressure. And then you're going to use very little water to make wudu.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's a nice one.
Brilliant.
They're saying, "Assalamualaikum, for ripening bananas, use brown paper bags." Okay. Is Sister Tairo, let us know if that's something she saw on social media, or is this just a granny's tale brought sent down the generations?
Yeah, Aboda saying, "Assalamualaikum." So he's not gone anyway. His umrah was in his dreams. Okay. Anyway. So he never actually went for Umrah. Remember yesterday someone said he might be going for Umrah.
Yeah.
No, I think he was sleeping. Okay, we tried a neat hack. Use the stick blender to crush small amounts of green chilies. Method, turn the blender upside down, put your sliced chilies in, cover with a jiffy and blend. Works like a boss.
Sure, okay.
Okay. I didn't know what I was into cooking also. But now we know. Assalamu alaikum. The hack that has worked for me is adding some bicarbonate of soda when gluing something. It greatly increases the strength of the bond.
Okay. One listener saying, "My dad turned 85 today. I think we're spending money unnecessarily. You can use bath wash and put some in your hand wash container. If you have to make up a certain scarf over your face, then put your clothes over so no makeup." Ya Allah. Reminded your listeners to type it nice and slowly and check your grammar out before pressing send so that we don't sound like kebabs reading out mixed up stuff. Let's try again. If you have makeup, a certain scarf. I'm going to ask you to please just check your grammar there and then send it through again.
Yeah, so this is a message we got from Bora about our prizes.
Yeah.
We also won prizes.
Those myths.
Yeah, just read that prize.
He says you're going to wait for those kurtas as long as you are waiting for the burgers. Oh, my goodness. We need to figure out how to blacklist people on the Beyond Chat there. I need to find out from the text if we need to block him there until the prizes are forthcoming. And, we'll have to block him for a while. Nah, just kidding. This is Salams. I tried the pot lid hack on my sofas and it worked wonderful. Wait, explain to us what you did, dear sister. I don't remember seeing that one. Pot lid hack on the sofas.
Yeah. Now, this hack, I think we need to ask our people for on Sunday morning on the gardening show, right?
Yeah.
Amina Patel said, "Ish, these planting hacks are a waste. You see the videos where they just take a seed plant in a small pot and within weeks, a small tree with tons of fruits grow, right?" She said also the rerouting of roses, also such a waste. You saw where they cut that roses in England and just push it and put it down and you see it grows. Yeah. I think they skip it out a step or two because it's supposed to first grow a root, obviously.
Exactly.
Before you put it into the ground. Some videos are showing the stem in potato or honey or bananas and covered with a bottle, no roots at all. Yeah, I think they're rerouting you also there with it.
That's the root of the problem. Jazakallah khair for the awesome program, listener says. Always, my sister saw on Instagram that when you have half in an avocado, put it in a bowl of water in the fridge and it won't go black. That worked and the avocado lasted longer.
Wow.
Okay. Cool, man. I love it when there's ones that actually work. This says, for your information, 21st March. 21st March is equinox and weather always gets cooler after that in the southern hemisphere. But Allah knows best.
Oh, yes. We didn't mention when we just started the program, it's gone quite cooler.
Yeah, it's cooler.
And, normally, here in the Johannesburg region, besides now the month of Ramadan, Mawaja, I think you remember our Istima happens normally this coming weekend. Mm-hmm. That is the Easter weekend. And they say normally after the Easter weekend, you get your jackets out.
Yeah. Sometimes during the event. Just Muffin, if you can just repeat the avocado one.
The avocado one.
Really paying attention now. Just heard you saying something about avocado. You know, avocados are my favorite.
Avocados. Oh, here we go. Okay. So, when you have half an avocado, put it in a bowl of water in the fridge and it won't go black.
Sure. Maybe.
That worked and the avocado lasted longer, according to the listener here.
Wow.
Keep those messages coming in, 072-786-1548, or be on chat. Send your message through and win a 500 in voucher courtesy of Dawood's Megastore, Lanesia. And win that prize for four other alims as well, simply by sending your message through, searching for Radio Islam, following them on the Be On Chat directory, and then searching for hitting chat, connect, departments, 3Talk. Send your message there, inshallah.
Also, send your message onto the tablet because Mawaja does the draw towards the end of the...
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's plenty of messages on the WhatsApp.
There's plenty of messages, but if you want to stand a chance to win that 100 rand voucher from, what's it, Frontline for the oil.
Total
Energies oil. So for every Total Energies oil that you buy, a person that wins, you'll get 100 rand off.
Yeah. You buy for 200 rand Total Energies, then you get 100 rand off.
Messages coming in here from Dubai. Says, Assalamu alaikum, Ijaz and Mulanas. Hope your fast is going well. Alhamdulillah, so far. Says, yeah, so I want to actually share a hack I figured out 2 weeks ago that might help all the aunties. Aunties, listening carefully. Says, yeah, I made curry with yogurt and for some weird reason it split because I never watched it. So I panicked. It was just before Juma lunch. The hubby was sitting and waiting and I took a tin of Nestle cream in the tin and mixed it through, and alhamdulillah, it was perfect again. But make sure it's off the heat when you do this. So I'm bringing a hack there. If it's starting to split, or the Nestle, whichever you choose to pronounce it, or you turn in and make sure the heat is off when you do that, and it will fix it up. Jazakallah khair, that message coming all the way from the UAE. Saying Assalamu alaikum. Putting the pit of the avocado, Waja here, more avocado ones for you. Putting the pit of the avocado into your avo dessert won't make it turn black.
Yeah.
It worked for me.
That one I knew.
Waja, so I'm guessing you have avo for seri time also, no?
At times, not every day.
On toast,
yeah.
But does it help in terms of energy levels? Does it give you a boost? Because apparently...
I just love it.
Okay. Okay. Right? They're saying the best hijab hack. Another one for listeners. Best hijab hack that they've seen on Instagram or Reels, wherever. You don't need a separate inner cap. Use the same hijab. It works if you pin it at the back. But obviously, better to see the tutorial. Yeah, I guess so. So I'm lost here. Like, where? Ow. Pin it at the back. Yeah, okay. Maybe someone can explain to us better that's tried it and also got it right. A picture coming through says, Salaam, Alhamdulillah, I wanted you guys to know the cutting of rose snips works. Dip your rose snips in rooting powder, then in the ground, it worked great for me. So the listener has also sent the picture of rooting hormone powder. How it looks. So the one Baum was saying earlier on, you know, when they snip the rose at the angle and all of that, but you need this is the ingredient that makes it all come together. Yeah, so we'll go for that second air break inshallah. When we come back, we continue. You can tell us about life hacks that you share with us, some life hacks as others have that you've seen from social media and you tried it and it worked. And then vent on this Wednesday about those that you attempted and it didn't quite work out like the video. Keep those messages coming in. 0727861548. Beyond Chat. Radio Islam. 3 Talk. Get it through to us there and win prizes. Inshallah. Let's get Radio Islam to be the most followed brand on Beyond Chat. Let's get cracking.
3 Talk with EJ, Ahmed and Mahmed.
Talk on Radio Islam International. The messages continue to come in and you can send yours through on this Wednesday. Share some life hacks from social media that you tried and it worked. And also vent about those that you attempted that didn't quite work out like in the video. I'm actually looking forward to more of those flop ones, you know, where you were so excited. You tried it out, got all your ingredients and you put it in the fridge or freezer or whatever. And now it's time to, you know, to see the fruits of your... I can't remember now.
What you've sold.
Yeah. And then you open up the fridge and you look at it and it's all not how it's supposed to be.
So, bonus in another sort of tip I learned online is to make buttery scrambled eggs through Gordon Ramsay. Just need to see how to do it online, but it definitely is a hit.
Okay. Another one saying, Assalamu alaikum. Soaking and washing the air fryer basket with dishwasher powder or dishwasher tablets. It washes very, very well.
Tried and tested.
Tried and tested indeed.
Okay.
All right, this one saying, Assalamu alaikum. I haven't tried it, but thought I would give it a try until I read the comments. Yeah, I told you. Whenever you check these amazing videos, first check the comments. If people are telling you, hey, this gives you cancer, don't put those two things together. It'll explode in your... Yeah, so check the comments. Is a good warning sign for you in terms of if it works or not, right? So, listener saying, I haven't tried this, but I thought I would give it a try until I read the comments. It's a hack to lighten the color of your feet using cold... Yeah, that's exactly the one I've seen. Where they show you this, no, not the same one. This one they showed how to lighten the your neck, you know, behind your neck, yeah. Mm. So they slant the bicarb Colgate. Something else they added as well. But it was like sizzling. Yeah. Anyway, so she's saying, yeah, the people in the comments section mentioned that bathing daily will do the job. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Fahima Miyasin, Assalamu alaikum, just tune in now. Try the microwave chocolate mug cake.
Did you get mugged? Or yeah, did it work?
Came out delicious. It's a bad thing now because we are only 3 minutes away from having an individual chocolate cake. It takes 3 minutes to get done. You just put your ingredients inside there and you leave it for 3 minutes on the microwave and you come out, you have a cake.
Lucky things are happening.
Some cake lighties will be there.
But just a reminder, because some of the listeners are struggling to create their profiles, right? So if you are one of those, just send us a WhatsApp here and we'll send you the Beyond Chat support number and they'll help you create your profile in an instant. So it will save you a lot of time, right? So if you're struggling to create your Beyond Chat profile, send us a message on the WhatsApp and we'll send you the Beyond Chat support number. They'll help you in a jiffy.
Yeah, Borisin, got to be a sharp mind to differentiate the flop tips from the working ones.
Yeah, it's trial and error, basically. You got to just try. If it works, lekker things are happening. If not, aye, start again. The thing, Assalamu alaikum, hope you are all well. One hack that I've tried a while back and it turned out to work amazingly is the way to pour milk, to pour box milk or juices by pouring it the other way around. It really helps with it not splashing. Jazakallah for a top show. Ameen, jazakallah khair for that one. Yeah, you ever tried
yeah,
it? It does work. It does work. One thing I haven't yet tried is the one where you're pouring juice. You know, you're supposed to pour from the handle.
Yeah. All right.
You know, the jug has that long handle. You're supposed to put the handle into your container and then pour backwards. And then it...
Yeah, interesting, huh?
It works. Well, it supposedly works. Has anyone tried it? But it should work. It makes sense. You know?
So it's not actually a handle. It's actually a...
Like a funnel. Like a slide for your for your drink. Sure, so many people are sending. Kiziat, get ready. We're sending all the listeners your way now to help them with their profiles, right? This says the 7-minute microwave cake is delicious, too.
Yeah, that's a bit of a bigger one.
Yeah. I guess so. It took 7 minutes.
So it takes a bit longer, too. Yeah. the smaller one is in the mug. And what's it, like cupcake? I think that's what they call it.
Cupcake. Right, I'm going to ask you guys to just tune for a minute or so while I send all these messages to the listeners that are requesting some help.
Was there anything you tried?
Okay, so I spoke about the one right in the start, right? But other than that, no, I'm not too much on the social media. I don't really watch too much of it, so...
Yeah, normally I check the ones, you know, where how to hit the nail in and everything. I haven't tried any of them. They do make a bit of sense, but hitting a nail...
Hit the nail on the head.
Hit the nail on the head. Or to screw it in properly. Those things, you know, otherwise the wood cracks and all those things. And there were other ones where, you know, if you don't have nails in it, then how, you know, to make it such that it interlocks with each other so it doesn't... it doesn't break or anything. There were some very interesting ones when it came to the handicrafts. But as they say, when it came to the food ones, you know the famous one, what they say is, you know, the popcorn?
Yeah. Right.
Popcorn seeds, you take the popcorn seeds and you put color inside. And when you just pop it into the microwave, it'll all come in color popcorn. Don't try it.
Why?
It doesn't happen.
Oh, but the microwave comes in problem.
Yeah, the microwave comes in color.
You get a blue eye to... For messing up the microwave. Yeah. But it's weird. Like, you know, a lot of these hacks, you wonder, why did people not think of it earlier? You know? It seems like so simple. The ones that work, you know, you're like, that makes sense. Why didn't someone think of, unless someone in some rural village, he thought of it long, but he doesn't have access to the world to explain to them, hey, I've just found this life hack for you guys. So it has to. We have to wait a long while before we actually see that thing materialize. During the lockdown, there were many hacks that came out. A lot of these desserts, mainly people were making.
People were trying it, and many of it came out quite nice. I mean, I think that's the time when I had that coffee. Or what do you call it?
Not Aragon coffee, or something like that.
Yeah,
Dalgona, was it?
Yeah,
Dalgona.
All those ones, and a lot of desserts also. I think people were bored, so they were looking to eat all the time.
Yeah, and all the alcoholic mentor were making their own beer from pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple's place.
Yeah, it was a crazy time. Okay. Listener sent us a message via WhatsApp and then also on Beyond Chat. So I don't know if you read this one, Bob, but what works in pouring lemon juice in the water in the kettle? Lift the lid a bit and boil for some time. All the grime. You read that one?
No, I didn't read it, but I do see it. Amina Patel's one.
Oh, is it? Okay, read Amina's one, they pour.
So what works always is pouring lemon juice in the water in your kettle. Lift the lid a bit and boil for some time. All the grime, that brown layer, will actually come out and you'll have, like, similar to a brand new kettle.
Nice. Very nice. They're saying, Assalamu alaikum, to descale your electric kettle, put 1 tablespoon of tartaric, how you say, tartaric acid. in the kettle, and then fill it with water and boil. Throughout the water, it cleans the kettle really well. Wash thoroughly before using again.
Yeah, so we mentioned it, popcorn, and it reminded Shamima Karolia of something. She said her daughter tried the hack where you pop the popcorn kernels with a hair straightener. You know, with it,
what? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it does pop.
Don't lie. I'm going to try. All righty there. This is Salam. Did you see the cat fix the light bulb? Did you see the cat fixing a light bulb? I'm still teaching mine. Yo, it's not an AI cat. It's an actual cat. Fixing a light bulb. No, we haven't seen that. But now that we're speaking, my phone has this thing, and maybe that's a topic we can chat about another time. That does your phone also eavesdrop on your discussions, and then all of a sudden we're talking about popcorn now. Later on I'll open Instagram, there'll be someone serving popcorn, and I'm like, ah. And then
yes,
you know,
you've always been monitored
all the time. This says the cleaning of the kettle hack using tartaric acid works perfectly. It's cheaper to use than those expensive kettle cleaners sold at the supermarkets. Maybe they're also packaging tartaric acid and selling it at a ridiculous price. Maybe,
you never know. Unless you try it.
Alright, so hey,
hey,
people haven't sent
to the 11:50 mark already.
11:50, yeah. If you want to send a question to Grumps for the end, don't delay. You can send that through now. Any question you want to ask to him, get it through in the next few minutes, and then we will ask it to him. And I think we've got one more ad break, but we'll ask for... Okay, let's go for that, the ad break, so we can follow right through to the end.
Life Lessons with Grumpy Cha-Cha.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Grumpy Cha-Cha, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I'm doing fine.
Grumpy Cha-Cha, we're speaking about life hacks. Many people are speaking about, you know, life hacks, how they don't actually work. Have you tried any life hacks, you know, from social media, and what was the outcome?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, because the only thing I give a heck about is life. I don't know what the heck you're asking me about life hacks here and all of these things here. It's new words you bring into the vocabulary and the Webster dictionary, bomb. Explain to me about what is a life hack.
So, like, for example, we've seen that Mohammed Said Boda, he says that, you know, the hair straightening machine. So instead of his wife using the hair straightening machine to straighten her hair, she used it on a scarf. So all the folds on that scarf was, went away even better than using the iron.
He's playing with fire, exactly. You're putting the hair into... Imagine if he's checking his phone day or something. Next minute, the whole thing will be burned, you know, the Valencia scarf. He'll get one Valencia club then from his wife. She'll jam for him a club day. So. Oh, so basically what you're saying is a life hack is something you try that makes your life easier in some method, in some way or the other.
Correct.
Ah, right. You know what? I just didn't know the term, but it looks like everything you people do nowadays. I did it first. Thinking about it now, reading all of your messages. Yeah, I tried all of these things. But you know what? This cat fixing the light bulb message. So I don't say customer. Appa say customer, it happened. Send a message here on WhatsApp. They say customer, you sort of cat fixing a light bulb. That look like the work of Shaitan. Because really, how can a cat change a light bulb? Seriously now. They're taking us for pops nowadays with all of these things on our social media. But yeah, life hacks, eh? All right. Yeah, so like I said, most of the stuff that you all are doing now, I did it first. Remember that. Right? Over and out, I see a lot of messages here. But anyway, and one life hack I can give you, you know, going forward. That when life hacks you,
you must act life. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of hikmah, but there's none at all. You know, one lesson for you guys when you're giving your Jummah bayans, you run out of clever things to say. Just take two things and switch it like that, you know. And life hacks you, you lack life. So,
but, profound right, words there from Krampi Chacha.
I'll leave you because I see a lot of messages coming through about this life hacks here. Coming on the WhatsApp and a Beyond Chat there. I'm just going to download it and I'm going to use it as a right.
This one's saying, Salams, make small little balls with foil paper and place it in the dishwasher in the spoon rack. Your cutlery remains shining and sparkling.
Mm.
Oh. Okay. They're saying the Chinese cleaning videos and gadgets are very convincing and easy, but when I saw the triangle mop at the shop, it looks like a toy and looks like it could easily break. Now I'm wary about those gadgets. Okay, yeah. Most of them are Chinese videos, if you think about it, those live act videos, no? Yeah. Pam, you got some there?
Yeah, we got one from Tia Ismail. The one that doesn't ever work is using cardboard on weeds not to grow. Sadly, it never works. Cardboard on weeds. So why did you take cardboard and put it outside wherever the weeds grow and weeds shouldn't grow?
Because maybe she wanted to discard.
Discard the weeds. Yeah, that's all that we have time for from this side, Beyond Chat.
So you got to choose a winner, Bambino.
Yeah, so we chose Yasmin Cade.
Yasmin Cade, winner. Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You've won a prize courtesy of Megastore, Dawood's Megastore in Asia, Beyond Chat, and also Radio Islam with the Alim Appreciation Initiative. For Alims get to win that 500 voucher as well at the Dawood's Megastore in Asia store. Wajah, you need to spin the wheel of the tablet of tribulation and choose someone here as well. There's so many other messages coming through, but we have no time, unfortunately. Jazakallah khair for sending those messages. Wajah is going to choose that winner. It's going to scroll and scroll. We're going to scroll for quite some time because there's many, many messages there. So what's today? Wednesday. No.
Today's
Wednesday. So tomorrow Wednesday. We need a throwback, and I have this list. Anytime I think of a topic and I keep it one side, then I send it to Bam and Wajah, and then we choose one. But I think tomorrow's one will definitely be one that will take you right back to your childhood. So look forward to that, inshallah.
Sure.
Wajah, you've got a winner. You're going to message them in the background.
We'll do so.
He's got many to go through, so just flip it like that.
Yeah.
And then just
well, so the name shows beautiful. That's the name that they got here.
What a beautiful name.
What a beautiful name. Yeah, we'll be in contact with them and okay. The other listeners as well. And
we'll leave it there. All right, so well done to Beautiful for winning that program, that prize for Total Energies at Frontline. And so we're going to leave it there from Mulana Muhammad Baham, from Ahmed Wajah, and myself, Ijaz, for today. It's Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.